Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. I was thinking that it would be a good time just to do some encouragement and to kind of check in and see how everybody's doing. We appreciate you continuing to listen, and we enjoy your comments. We also know that right now, everyone is going through different phases of change and facing some new challenges and trying to just find their footing on their path of life. And, you know, for me, it's kind of a moment of just of cleansing my soul. And, you know, restating my purpose and finding harmony within. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to look at the positive side of whatever you're facing too. Because we're all, you know, in the same boat right now. No one's oar is any better than anyone else's. We're all trying to get to the same place, and that is contentment, peace of mind, and to walk in faith. And so, you know, personally, what I like to do is just try to put my issues on the back burner to God's love and God's peace. And, you know, sometimes it's a little harder because my issues are health related. So, you know, if they had been things like professional or personal, it would probably be a little easier for me to do that. But, you know, I think sometimes we also have combination issues. So someone can be experiencing financial issues, professional issues, and, you know, personal issues in addition. And so I think we should be mindful of that and make sure that we're reaching out, touching bases with each other, you know, making that call to your loved one and just making sure they're okay. The other thing that we're seeing right now is that some people are giving up, and some of them are really clear about what they're doing. Others are throwing themselves into alcohol, and some are facing, you know, domestic violence. You know, we're seeing a surge of that as well. There are just so many issues right now that I think it could become weary to a soul that is not firmly planted in God's word. And so, you know, even when we are firmly planted, sometimes we get a little wobbly, you know, and it's not that we don't trust God. It's just that we sometimes we have to kind of reassess what we're dealing with. And so, you know, there are some great avenues for you to do some journaling. You could do some adult coloring, you know, and, you know, I think that oftentimes when we do that, we engage the other part of our brain, the more creative part, and we can touch bases and really get to the root of how we're emotionally feeling, right? So, you know, do what you can do that will give you a peace of mind. If you find yourself getting stressed, you know, step back from whatever you're doing. Take some cleansing breaths and realign yourself and your spirit. You know, it's a matter of just being mindful of those issues and really, you know, looking at them for what they are, because sometimes things appear to really be blocked off and, you know, there's no way that we see that we can get through it. And thankfully, you know, we don't have to see it. We just have to have faith that God will get us through it. And so, you know, it helps for me sometimes to just close my eyes and say a prayer. And, you know, and a lot of times what I'm looking for are very simple things. What I'm asking for are very simple things. And, you know, I'm always grateful and pleasantly surprised to see how God's hands work in my life. And so, you know, whatever you're going through, realize that, you know, life gets better. You know, and how we choose to perceive what's going on in our life makes all the difference. You know, you can look at life with a positive heart and, you know, think about the fact that, you know, if you've got a glass, which is what most people use as an analogy, half full, you actually have some water. Right. And that's the way I look at it. If my glass is half full, I got some water. I am thankful. Right. And so I tend to go through my day and go, Lord, thank you for what I'm dealing with and not for other stuff that I could be dealing with. Cause I realize, you know, what I'm fighting is a battle that's difficult, but there are others out there that are fighting battles that are much worse than mine. And so I try to keep that in the frame of mind that gratitude is where I need to be. And, you know, and I also pray for those that I know are less fortunate, whether I know them or not. I just ask God to bless them, to help them. Because when I ask God to bless others and to help them, it also helps me, because I feel we're all connected. I think that, you know, God loves a cheerful heart and a cheerful giver. And so when you're giving, someone else, you know, interceding for them in prayer, I think that that also is something that God, enjoys. You know? And so I'm just giving you my interpretation of what I feel our loving Father, you know, enjoys. And I hope that I don't offend anyone when I do that. It's just how I step through life. And so I asked myself, was this something that the Father would like? And what I'm doing, is this helpful? Now, you know, to be real, there are moments when I am just, you know, I'm lit, I'm upset, and it's hard for me to bring that focus back to the calming peace. And so in those moments, I'm talking to God, I'm talking to myself, and I'm trying to get my center, my peace back. You know, I think it's important to be transparent and to admit that too, because I am human and I make those mistakes. And sometimes while I'm making those mistakes, I'm praying, trying to stop my mouth and just say, Lord, help me. And so I don't give up. You know, I'm not one to give up. I just keep praying and I keep, you know, asking for God's help, his forgiveness, his direction, his love and his mercy. And I want to encourage you too. You know, I was talking to someone and they mentioned that they had backslid, and I was like, you know, what you are experiencing is between you and God. So you take that concern to the Father, let him know your intentions and allow him to help you heal your soul behind what you're going through, because none of us are in a position to point a finger or to chastise or, you know, make someone feel uncomfortable about what choices they've made. And if you're uncomfortable with someone's choices, move away from them. You know, you can still love them from a distance. I'm a real proponent of that. You know, you can love somebody, support them, and lift them up in prayer without having to be in their presence if what they're doing is something that makes you uncomfortable. So, you know, utilize this time to just make sure that you are walking intentional, you're staying in communication with God, and you are doing your best to walk in faith. I think that if you continue to do that, you will find that, you know, some of the stresses will lift up. Some of them will become minute in your mind, and you will find a beautiful path with an open door that God has created just for you. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing restful evening. Walk in purpose and be mindful. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.